Hey, everybody! This week, the Because Show is bringing you a special mini-episode starring Susan and John. It was recorded in June at the Best Friends Show at Nerdmelt Theater. We hope you enjoy it. We'll be back with a full episode in 1 week or so.
All right, put your hands together for John Matha and Susan Wright.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hello.
We've established that you're doing well from the other people. We don't have to ask.
Nope.
But how many shirts have you guys sweated through today?
Like two.
This is number three.
It's true.
Yep. So we host a show here called Horrible Movie Night.
Anyone ever been to that?
Yay. All right. Yay. Awesome. Crossover. So we are best friends in that we are married. But we can never get that ring thing up at the same time. We can't nail that. We're going to marriage counseling for it. It's, you know, we're working through it. It will happen. So well, we wanted to share the overall story of our wedding and then the tiny minutiae of the little stories in between.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like the movie Shortcuts, except with in an afternoon after an afternoon.
How many people here are married? Either with your spouse or without. Anybody married here? No one. Great.
I like that.
Nice.
You will totally relate to this.
Okay, we're old. Let me just
start
with that.
Yeah, we're ancient.
Older than everyone here. So.
When we started planning our wedding, the goal, my main goal, at least as a groom, would be for there to be no moments that could potentially end up on America's Funniest Home Videos. No vomiting, no tripping, no children doing something
even
cute.
Though our favorite video to check out at that time, that's how old we are, was Wedding, America's Funniest Videos.
Right. It's like know your enemy. You know,
you
just knew what you didn't want to happen.
Yeah.
And this was pre-YouTube, so we didn't have to, or Vine or anything like that.
Yeah.
So we didn't, also, so old. So old. Among the many things that we needed to do, we needed an officiant. We needed someone to marry us. We are not religious people, hence we're here. So we wanted to, you know, try something a little different.
Even though I kind of wanted my dad to be the officiant, but you know that kind of
no, that
didn't fly.
That's fine. It didn't
Let's
fly.
Let's just say that.
And here's the only reason it didn't fly. We're friendly with the band Bad Religion, cool punk rock awesomeness. So we were at a show of theirs, and we had been engaged for a little while, and we started talking to the band like, oh yeah, we're engaged and everything, blah 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 blah. Guitar player's name is Greg Hetson. He was in Circle Jerks, as well as Bad Religion, and he kind of a quiet, unassuming guy, kind of looks like Moby a little bit. He's like, oh, if you need someone to marry you, you know, I'm a ordained minister, and I was like, boom.
And I was like, what?
I'm like, see you later, Susan's dad. So we're like, this is gonna be great, punk rock royalty. In the face of religion, if anything, it's bad religion. It's all gonna work out. It's gonna work out great.
When
it's
we told my parents, they were overjoyed.
Mm-mm. Yep. So So we were very excited about that. Another thing, well, since whenever you're married, like one of the best things about, I thought one of the most fun things about planning a wedding is figuring out where everyone is gonna sit. It's kind of like a weird board game. You just have to make sure that you don't put people at the same tables who've slept together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
or
opposite.
Or put them at those tables on purpose.
Yeah, you know.
Either
spice
one. Either
up,
like,
yeah,
to spice it up. So, yeah, like, oh, you know, oh, these people all know each other. Nope, no, no, no. Nope, remember she blew him at that party?
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah,
sorry.
And then I'm like,
sorry,
what about
okay.
my friend with this other guy? Remember, they've never met, right?
Well, no, exactly. There was that incident.
Yeah,
at
they had the same drug
that,
dealer, and yeah, I don't know.
They had that. It was ugly, but that so that worked out as well. It was flamingly hot that day. We got married in a place in Topanga Canyon, called Into the Seventh Ray.
Anybody been there?
All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
So you know what I'm
talking
about.
Vegetarian place, kind of like a little groovy, hippy dippy. Well, you know, it's Topanga.
Yeah.
You know, Susan's folks are recovering religious born agains.
Yeah.
Which I applaud them for, by the way.
Thank you for your sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brother also invited a cowboy from Montana who hates California. You may have heard the term Hollyweird. I think he coined that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when she says cowboy, that's not like being pejorative. He's an actual cowboy.
On a horse rounding up cattle.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Montana. You can't get any more.
But you know what? He had an expensive camera, and I'm like, ding, let's save money. Let's have my brother take the photos. Mm-hmm.
It was a real big thing for him to get on a plane and come to California, land on California soil, and it was just, he was beside himself.
Yeah.
But, so that was all good. So the, in addition to, it was a beautiful place. So it's multi-denominational, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm. There was a Buddha there. Mm-hmm. There was the thing with all the arms, that thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was like God represented though. There weren't any crosses or
that guy.
Anything welcoming to my family.
Jesus, you know, or whatever his name
was. But whatevs, right?
Yep. So Susan's family thankfully took that in stride as well. So it came down to the big day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like we said, it was amazingly hot. All the people sat where they were supposed to. It was all good.
I'm in the little bride's tent, getting my dress on, and waiting for the hairdresser, because I had hired my regular hairdresser to come and do my hair. Waiting, looking at my watch, and then suddenly my sister comes up and says, there's someone that says that he's your hairdresser on the phone, and he's crying. And my brother was right there, and he turned and said, he? So that, you know, like...
Montana!
Yeah, so evidently the hairdresser from L.A., car broke down, couldn't get there. So called up some friends, said, hey, I know you guys are running late. Can you just pick up the hairdresser guy, bring him over? And they're like, okay, sure. So hairdresser's driving with these people that he doesn't even know. Finally gets there, crying still. This is like a 45-minute drive.
Tells the story again, even though we heard the story.
And I'm like, just shut up, do my hair. Yeah.
And then the car, the brakes.
It was very painful. But and then we're waiting for Mr. Hetson.
Mr. Punk Rock.
To show up, to marry us.
Yep. This is the last piece of the puzzle, because everyone is in their places. The hairdresser has arrived. Food, flowers.
People are getting seated in the burning hot sun.
Yep. We had little disposable cameras, cameras on each table. Old.
Yeah.
So everyone was taking pictures, having a good time. Finally, Greg Hetson from Bad Religion shows up with a young lady who was in kind of a thrown together dress, I guess would be the best way of describing
it. And no shoes.
Come to understand that he was late. Okay, this is like several levels of backing up of why we saw that image that we saw. He was at a show the previous night, met this girl.
Groupie.
Brought her home.
Whore.
Woke up in the morning and, I'm marrying some people today. Do you want to go to a wedding?
Mm-hmm.
So he was late because he had to go and buy her a dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then
on the way to the store, I don't know what happened, but evidently she stepped on a bee. So she couldn't wear shoes.
We couldn't figure out, like, did she step on the bee? Did the bee get in her shoe?
I don't know what the bee wanted. anything to do with this woman.
But,
stung her. I mean, I guess I would have, too, if I was the bee.
You wanted to sting her in real life. And
I wanted to.
You don't even have a stinger, and you wanted to sting her.
Yeah.
So there we were. There she was, and I was more like, all right, Greg Hetson's here.
And Susan, I'm like, oh, like, maybe he should like read through the vows so he knows what he's like, tell him how to do the wedding, maybe.
Yep. And oh, this was his second wedding, by the way.
Yeah. We didn't know that.
Ordained minister, Universal Life Church, but second wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. So you try to get him to read through the vows, just, you know, so the words are fresh. There might be a word he doesn't know how to pronounce, needs, you know, consultation.
Like our last names.
Yeah.
Did not
so
nail that one.
Evidently, what happened, he didn't do that.
So what he did is he, I think that we had them on one, oh, there was like a paragraph, there was a certain amount of vows, and then there were some more vows, but there was just like a paragraph break. So he stopped reading at the end of the paragraph and like, do you, sickness and in health? And we wrote our own cutesy, nerdy,
this is during the wedding. This is
and then like
now.
Through this and through that, and then just turns to me. And I don't say anything, and I'm looking like an asshole because I'm like looking like I'm getting cold feet or something. And I'm trying to whisper because he's mic'd too. So I just kind of lean in as much as I can. I was like, there's more. There's more. Read the rest of the next paragraph.
And I'm sitting there like, fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck.
But we got through it.
Yeah.
We got married and
got married.
We'll still get the ring thing up at some point. But it was rad. I look back on it and was like, that was punk rock.
Yeah.
Not so much the memory.
Not so much in my book. Not so much punk rock. Maybe in a couple years I'll look back and laugh. But right now there's just a little kernel of bitter. Just a little. I can squish it down for.
I might look back in a few years with a little kernel of bitter. We'll see. But whatever it was, it's worked because this year it'll be 11 years of marriage, and we're having a blast.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys can be that lucky as well.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.